From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Crews are re-entering a West Virginia coal mine in another attempt to reach four workers missing from an explosion that killed 25 others on Monday. Rescuers made it within 500 feet of a chamber where they hoped the workers found safety, but an explosive mix of gases forced them to turn back. Officials say tests showed the atmosphere in the mine is now safe enough to go back inside. Hours after signing a new arms control treaty with Russia, President Obama hosted a dinner for leaders of about a dozen Central and Eastern European countries. NPR Scott Horsley reports that the meal had a specific agenda.
The dinner was an opportunity to allay any concerns the Europeans may have had about the new arms control agreement and the relative thaw in U.S. relations with Russia. White House advisor Mike McFaul rejects the idea that an improvement in U.S.-Russian relations has to come at the expense of America's European allies.
We believe that a more substantive relationship with Russia, that actually is good for security in this region of the world, not bad for security. It's not a zero-sum game.
The new treaty cuts strategic nuclear arsenals in the U.S. and Russia by about a third. The administration says that still leaves a substantial protective umbrella for the United States and its European allies. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Prague.
Ambassadors from six world powers have held talks at the United Nations about possible new sanctions against Iran. The BBC's Barbara Plett says China has been under pressure from the United States to accept new sanctions for Iran's nuclear program.
The UN ambassadors met for several hours to consider a text that may lead to a new sanctions resolution against Iran. They emerged calling their discussions worthwhile, but said meetings would continue in the coming days and weeks. China took part despite its public objections to sanctions. Afterwards, its ambassador continued to say the meeting was part of a diplomatic process and would not be drawn on whether Beijing would support tougher measures. The Russian ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, also said Moscow wanted a diplomatic solution, but he called on Iran to respond to compromise proposals offered by the UN, which are aimed at dispelling fears that Tehran's trying to build a nuclear bomb.
The BBC's Barbara Plett reporting. China is considering a slight revaluation of its yuan and may allow the currency to fluctuate, according to a report in the New York Times. The article follows an economic meeting between U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and China's vice premier in Beijing. The U.S. has long complained that China's low currency rate calls the multi-billion-dollar trade imbalance between the two countries. NATO says one of its aircraft has crashed in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman had no immediate information on the casualties or what caused the incident. It reportedly happened in the southeast province of Zabul. This is NPR News. Tiger Woods made a successful return to pro golf Thursday at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Woods finished the first round at 4 under par, 2 rounds off the leader Fred Couples. NPR's Tom Goldman says Woods received a warm reception there from golf fans.
He got a very positive reception when he walked onto the first tee today at Augusta. Very warm and sustained applause. It wasn't, rambunctious applause, but it was very warm. And then when he hit a great first tee shot, his first in 144 days, first competitive golf shot, and went straight down the fairway, he got another good round. And pretty much all throughout the day, Tiger Woods was very well received by the galleries at Augusta. That was pretty much expected.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Citigroup CEO Charles Prince is apologizing for his company's role in the financial calamity. Prince told a Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission that Citigroup officials failed to see it coming. He told the commission that officials learned too late about billions of dollars in risky mortgage securities that nearly ruined the company. He says there had been widespread belief at the time within the industry that the securities were low risk. Asian markets are trading higher, led by overnight gains on Wall Street. Hong Kong shares are up over 1%. Shares are up also in China and Japan. U.S. gains on Wall Street were led by retailers seeing their best sales numbers in a decade last month. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.